Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to be with you again.
很高兴和大家在一起。
So, as you can tell from the children's message, today we're going to continue the series that I started a couple of weeks ago on the Beatitudes.
从儿童信息就可以看出，我们今天将继续我几周之前开始的这个一系列讲道，关于天国八福。
And the Beatitudes are part of a much longer message that Jesus gave, which is called the Sermon on the Mount.
天国八福是所谓的登山宝训当中比较重要的简短的一部分。
Now the entire Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave is counter-cultural.
整个登山宝训其实是跟世俗的文化完全相反的。
It was meant to challenge people's assumptions.And shock them into thinking differently.
所以登山宝训当时耶稣说这些教训的时候，其实是挑战人们的一些假设，挑战他们来思考当下和他们当时的这些宗教文化不同的地方。
Living as part of God's kingdom under His rule should look different than living in the world.
要在神的国里面生活，如何行事为人，跟世上的完全不一样。
For example, Jesus says in Matthew 6:8, do not be like them, where he's referring to unbelievers and to the religious people.
比如说，耶稣在马太福音六章八节当中说到，你们不要像他们，不可效法他们。那些人所谓的他们是指当时不信的人以及一些宗教人士。
Five times Jesus says, you have heard it said,But I say to you,
在整个登山宝训马太福音五章到七章当中，耶稣五次说到，你们曾经听到，只是我告诉你们。
For example, you have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery.
比如说，马太福音五章二十七节，你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
But I say to you,Anyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery in his heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她行犯奸淫了。
You have heard it said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemies."
五章四十三节说到，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
But I say to you.Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Jesus says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, don't be like the religious people, the hypocrites, who do those things in order to be seen by others.
耶稣曾经对门徒说道，你们施舍的时候，你们祷告的时候，你们进食的时候，不可像那些法利赛人假冒伪善的人，将这些善事行在人前。
Instead, do them in secret, and their heavenly Father who sees in secret, He will reward you.
相反的，行这些善事行在暗中，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
He says.Do not store up treasures on earth where moth and rust will destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up your treasures in heaven.
马太福音六章十九节这里说到，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷，只要积财宝在天上。
He says, do not be anxious for your life.What you shall eat or drink, for your heavenly Father knows what you need.
耶稣说道，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，因为你们所需的这一切，你们的天父都知道。
Jesus says that his kingdom, the kingdom of God, is upside down compared to the kingdom of this world.
耶稣说道，他的国就是神的国，与这个世俗的这个所谓的国度是完全相反的。
And then Jesus concludes the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27.
然后耶稣结束了这个登山宝训于马太福音七章二十四到二十七节，我给大家念一下。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋风水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人将房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
And everyone who heard him were amazed at his teaching, because it was so different from what they'd heard all their lives.
众人都很稀奇耶稣的教训，因为耶稣所说的跟他们之前所听的完全不一样。
And at the beginning of this Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave is this section called the Beatitudes.
在登山宝训的开始，就是我们已经开始的这个系列，叫做天国八福。
And Jesus is saying that if you are in his kingdom and Christ is your king, then these will be your attitudes.
所以耶稣开始就说到，如果你是在神的国里，如果你是他的门徒，你是跟随他的，下面的天国八福应该是你怎样如何生活行事为人。
So this afternoon we are looking at the third of the eight Beatitudes.
所以今天下午我们来看看天国八福的第三个，写在马太福音五章五节这里。
Where Jesus says in Matthew 5:5, as we read earlier, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
所以就像我们之前读过的，马太福音五章五节这里写到，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Now being meek is not something that most people aspire to.
拥有这个温柔的这个品格，可能不是我们很多人所希望拥有的。
Meek sounds like being weak or soft.
温柔听起来好像是一个很软弱、很柔弱的样子。
Someone people might take advantage of or treat like a doormat.
可能温柔的人常常觉得很容易被人欺负，好像一个门店随便被人踩。
But the word meek that Jesus uses here in this beatitude is the same word that he uses to describe himself.
但是耶稣这里所用的温柔这个词，他也同样也来形容他自己。
Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30.
马太福音十一章，请按一下下一章。
Yeah, just, yeah, I don't think it's on the slide.
Okay. It's 11.
11, 28 to 30.
Okay. 马太福音十一章二十八节是大家非常熟悉的经文。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑。
The Apostle Paul refers to Jesus, his meekness and gentleness in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1.
在使徒保罗在哥林多后书当中曾经提到耶稣非常的柔和谦卑。
So what sort of meekness characterized Jesus? And how are we blessed when we are meek?
到底耶稣所说的以及他身体践行出来的这个温柔谦卑到底是什么样子的，我们怎样能通过成为温柔能够蒙福呢？
Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says that the biblical word praoutes, that's the original word that's translated meek, is not easily expressed in English
Wine 维恩这个说明性的这个圣经词典呢，它关于希腊原文这个 praise， 也就是翻译成英文温柔这个词呢，说到温柔这个词很难翻译成其他的语言。
And it is probably hard to express in Chinese as well.
可能这个词想要翻译成合适的翻译成中文，可能也很难。
So let me read to you what Vine's dictionary says about this word.
所以我给大家读一读我查到的在维恩这个说明性的字眼当中如何来解释温柔这个词。
It must be clearly understood that the meekness manifested by the Lord and commended to believers is the fruit of power, not weakness.
耶稣所体现出来的温柔，以及他命令颂扬跟随他的人所拥有的这个品格温柔，它是一个蛮有能力的一个圣灵的果子。
The common assumption is that when a person is meek, it's because he cannot help himself.
一个能够成为温柔的人，他一个前提条件是他愿意承认他自己无法自助。
But the Lord was meek because he had the infinite resources of God at his command.
但是耶稣他能够温柔，相反的，他拥有从神而来的无限的能力。
Described negatively, meekness is the opposite of self-assertiveness and self-interest.
温柔这个词与什么相反呢？可能是与我们常常想要拥有的自信，常常想要拥有的总是从自我利益出发相反。
It is the spirit that is neither elated nor cast down, simply because it is not occupied with self at all.
温柔既不是被升高，也不是被降低，它完全是因为它不被自我所充满。
Now, some English translations of the Bible use the word gentle.
一些英文想要把温柔这个希腊文翻译出来的时候，用的是这个温和这个词。
But gentleness refers, for the most part, with a person's outward behavior.
当我们用温和这个词的时候，常常是来形容一个人外在的表现的一个形式。
While meekness is an inner condition of the heart and mind.
但是温柔其实是一个人内心的一个心态。
Just as we saw with the first beatitude, where we can act humbly and yet still have a proud heart.
就像八福第一福说到，虚心的人有福了。我们可能外在表现成很温和、很温柔，但是内心仍然非常骄傲。
And with the second beatitude, we can weep lots of tears and still have a hard heart.
像八福第二福说到，哀痛的人有福了。我们可能会因为很多事情，甚至为罪流很多的泪水，但是我们里面的心可能仍然很刚硬。
So we can act gentle on the outside, but on the inside have a heart that is full of anger.
所以我们可以在外在表现出来好像很温柔、很温和，但是在我们的里面心非常的刚硬。
So it might be helpful to explain what meekness is not.
也许我跟大家稍微解释一下，温柔不是那种情况，也许会更有帮助。
So as I mentioned earlier, meekness is not weakness.
之前像之前提到的，温柔并不是柔弱。
In fact, you cannot be meek and weak at the same time.
事实上，你没办法同时既温柔又非常的软弱。
Meekness is strength under control.
温柔是一个在受控制的一个有能力的一个状态。
See, meekness requires that inner strength and self-control that Jesus had.
温柔需要如同耶稣所拥有的心里蛮有力量，然后也能够有自制的能力。
Jesus was meek while having the power to call down fire from heaven on his enemies.
耶稣蛮有能力，他可以叫天上降下火来，来对付他的敌人。
He had more than enough power, but he yielded his right to use that power to God.
他拥有无限的能力，但是他愿意将他那无限的能力能够臣服于神，何时让他使用。
Jesus' meekness came from his total submission to the will of God.
耶稣之所以能够温柔，是因为他完全降服于神。
We also see that meekness is not lack of courage.
温柔也不是因为没有勇气。
It is not the result of cowardice or timidity.
温柔并不是因为胆小或者害怕。
Meekness is also not a natural quality.
温柔这个品格并不是像我们所想象的自然而然的就有的一个品格。
Not for any of us.
对于任何人来说，他都没办法自然而然就有。
It is part of the fruit of the Spirit.
温柔是圣灵的果子之一。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control.
加拉太书曾经提到圣灵的果子有九个品格，其中就讲到仁爱、和平等等，最后两个是温柔、节制。
Meekness is about yielding my personal rights, my expectations to God.
所谓温柔是将我个人的权利、我的期望臣服于神，与我们习以为常的以自我为中心的我要正好相反。
And it is the opposite of demandingness.
温柔是与我们想要怎么样完成相反。
Our modern culture in America is all about demanding our personal rights.
美国的这个文化其实是一个总是想要拥有自己权利、伸张自己权利的一个文化。
We have protesters on the right and on the left and in the middle, all demanding their rights.
我们常常看到到处有游行，这抗议者不管是在右边、左边、中间的，他们都有他们想要的。所伸张的要求他们的权利得到被尊重。
Give us what we are entitled to.
给予我们天父所赋予我们的权利。
In business, people say, you only get what you negotiate.
在商业上常常我们说到我们必须先有这些协商，有这些斟酌，才能够得到我们想要的。
If you don't look out for number one, who will?
如果你不去争取第一，谁会呢？
But Jesus practiced and preached something totally different.
但是耶稣在这里所言传身教的也是他自己践行出来的，是完全不一样的一个品格。
It is the meek who will inherit the earth.
温柔的人能够承受地土。
See, this is not about right or wrong.
这个不是对与错的问题。
It's about the attitude of not demanding my rights.
这是一个态度不要求我要怎么样，我想怎么样。
We also have other examples of meekness in the Bible besides Jesus that we can look to as examples.
圣经当中除了耶稣体现出温柔这个品质，还有其他的人物也体现出温柔。
In Genesis 13, the herdsmen of Abraham and of Lot were quarreling over the grazing land.
在创世纪十三章，亚伯拉罕的牧人和罗德的牧人，他们曾经争吵、争竞，要分夺土地。
As the older man, Abraham had the right to choose the best land for himself.
亚伯拉罕他作为一个年长者，他其实完全有权利要求得到更好的土地。
But he yielded his right to choose first, and gave Lot the right to choose first, and Abraham took whatever land was left.
所以亚伯拉罕在这里就体现出温柔，他让罗德他的侄子先来选择他要哪块土地，剩下的将是他的。
Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers.
约瑟他被他的兄弟们被卖到埃及为奴。
Later, when he became prime minister in Egypt and his brothers came to him begging for food, he could have used his power for revenge.
后来他其实成了埃及的宰相，当饥荒的时候，他的这些兄弟们来到埃及向他求粮食的时候，他其实完全可以靠着他宰相的这种权柄可以进行报复。
But Joseph gave up his right for revenge, forgave his brothers, and provided food for them instead.
但是约瑟呢，他没有，他放下了他要报复的这个权利，他原谅了他的弟兄，并且给他们提供食物。
Moses exercised great power and strength under control, and as a result, he is called the meekest man on the earth at that time.
摩西是他完全有从神而来的各种的能力。但是他也放下他的权限，所以在圣经当中，摩西五经当中曾经说到，摩西为人极其谦和。
David had been anointed king of Israel.
大卫曾经被高作以色列的王。
And yet Saul was trying to kill him.
但是扫罗当时是一直想要杀他。
David had an opportunity to kill Saul and claim the throne that belonged to him.
在那个洞中的时候，当扫罗正在解手的时候，其实大卫完全有机会、有能力、有权利可以把他杀死。
But instead, he yielded his right to God.
但是大卫他将他的权利放下，他愿意臣服于神。
Later, when David is king, one of Saul's men is cursing him and throwing stones at him.
当后来大卫已经是真正的王的时候，他在逃亡的时候，扫罗旧的部属曾经一边咒诅他，一边拿石头打他。
David could have ordered this man killed for his lack of respect for the king.
所以大卫完全有权利要求把那个人杀死，因为他不尊重神。
But instead, we see David yield his right to be treated with respect.
但是你看到大卫，他也非常的温柔，他放下这样的权利，他没有把那个人给杀了。
The Apostle Paul.In 1 Corinthians 9, talks about his right to be supported like other ministers of the gospel.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书九章也提到，他其实完全可以要求他像他自己像其他使徒一样被尊重那样对待。
But he yielded those rights, those personal rights, to God.
但是他将他的权利也臣服于神的权柄之下。
Now there's also a relationship between meekness and anger that we need to examine.
我们也需要来仔细地审查一下温柔和怒气之间的关系。
All of us get angry at some times.
我们当中的每一个人可能都常常会生气。
Children, teenagers, adults, even pastors.
孩子也好，青少年也好，成人也好，甚至牧师也会发怒。
So think about the last time you got angry.
所以想想上次你是什么时候怒不可遏，非常生气的时候。
What was it that you were angry about?
你当时那么生气是为了什么呢？
Anger has many causes, but often when we become angry, it is because we believe that some personal right that we of ours.That has been denied or violated.
怒气可能有很多的原因，很多不同的表现形式，但常常纠根结底，可能我们之所以发怒，是因为我们觉得我们该有的一些权利被触犯了，或者没有被尊重。
So when we feel frustrated or angry, we should try to identify the cause by thinking, what personal right am I demanding?
所以当我们非常沮丧的时候，当我们非常生气的时候，我们需要稍微安静一下，想一想那个背后到底是我们哪方面的需求没有被满足。
As a child, maybe it's the right to do what I want to do when I want it.
可能小孩子是说我想要什么时候我就想要去做什么的时候不能被满足。
Maybe it's the right to get even, to make someone pay for what they've done to us.
我们甚至有时候会觉得，别人要为我们对我们所做的付出代价。
It is the right to my privacy, to my space.
我需要有自己的空间。
The right to defend myself, to be treated fairly.
我常常会防卫，我需要别人能够尊重我。
The right to my personal idiosyncrasies and express my opinions.
我需要别人尊重我，我是独一无二的，我的特质，我的一些习惯，我需要来表达我自己的观点。
Perhaps like David, it's the right to be respected.
就好像大卫一样，我需要被别人尊重。
Whatever it is, the issue is our attitude.
不管什么原因，其实都是我们的一个态度。
Are we demanding our right to these things?
到底我们是不是需要让我们的权利被别人来尊重和满足？
See, meekness means that we yield whatever right it is we're demanding and trust God to do what is right.
所以所谓温柔是将我自己觉得我所拥有的权利放下，我相信我来臣服于神，我来信靠神，他会做当做的事情。
So which of your personal rights do you find most difficult to yield to God?
在你个人的生活当中，你有哪些方面，哪样的你觉得你要的权利是最难够克服，最难放下的呢？
Let me give you four practical applications or places where the Bible calls us to have an attitude of meekness.
让我来跟大家来一起来探索反思一下，在生活当中的四个方面，我们如何来真的是尝试来践行这个温柔。
And think about which of these you need to begin to practice meekness in.
想想这四个方面，哪一个方面是你能够希望可以开始尝试来实行的？
The first is my attitude toward God's word.
第一个就是我对于神话语的态度。
James 1 verse 21.
雅各书一章二十一节。
Receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls.
存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
That means we.Don't demand our rights, but we surrender to what the Bible teaches us.
所以我们将我们自己的权利放下，我们愿意来臣服、顺服神的话语。
It means we don't ignore the parts of the Bible that we don't like or don't agree with.
所以我们也不是说，我们只接受我们觉得圣经当中的话语跟我们相似的地方，而离弃那些我们不同意的部分。
We approach the Bible with a humble, teachable spirit.
我们存着温柔、谦卑、受教的心来读神的话语。
We come from a place of surrender to whatever God shows us about ourselves.
我们存着臣服、顺服的心来领受神的话语。
The second area, my attitude toward my brother or sister who sins.
第二个方面是我如何对待我身边那些犯罪的弟兄姐妹。
Galatians 6 verse 1.
加拉太书六章一节。
If anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of meekness. Keep watch over yourself, yes, lest you too be tempted.
加拉太书六章一节这里说到，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜。你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
When we live in the light and recognize our own need every day for God's forgiveness and grace, that's when we find it easier to come with meekness and gentleness to a brother or sister who's caught in sin.
当我们每天活在神的光当中常常警醒我们在神面前的光景的时候，我们就能够用温柔的心来对待别人。
Third area is my attitude toward differences within the church.
第三个方面是我如何对待教会里的差异。
Ephesians 4 verses 2 and 3.
以弗所书四章二到三节。
Be completely humble and meek.Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
以弗所书四章二到三节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
You sang about this earlier in the service.
我们之前有谈过我们的救主耶稣基督他所拥有的品格。
In that song, gentleness.
他的柔和谦卑。
Be like Jesus.
你像耶稣吗？
Not seeking self-interest.
不是寻求自己的益处。
Bearing with the weaknesses of others.
能够担当用爱心担当别人的软弱。
That doesn't mean that we are.Silently passive.
我们可能常常是这种安静的、被动的这种好像表现出来很温柔。
But there's no place for the other extreme of aggressive anger, demanding my way in the church.
但是常常可能你也会遇见那些非常强势的人，常常希望按照他的方式来做事。
We need to be able to share our ideas, our questions, our concerns.
我们需要有这个谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，我们来分享我们各自的观点、我们的不同、我们的想法。
But always with an attitude of meekness.
但总是需要谦虚、温柔。
The meekness that says, I could be wrong.
温柔的意思是说我可能也是错的。
But we are in this together.
但是我们在一起，一起来商量。
Fourth area where the Bible talks about being meek.
第四个方面是圣经所讲的关于如何能够表现出温柔。
Is in my attitude toward those who are not Christians.
就是我如何对待非基督徒。
First Peter 3 verse 15.
彼得前书三章十五节这里说道。
Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, but with meekness and respect.
彼得前书三章十五节这里说道，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Several weeks ago at a Thursday morning men's group that I attend, a friend of mine, Glenn, led the discussion that morning. And the discussion was about how to start conversations with people about faith or God or the gospel.
所以几周之前我常常在周四的早上参加一个弟兄的会，一起来讨论学习的一个会。几周之前我的好朋友 Glenn 他开始这样一个系列，我们一起来讨论如何向非信徒来向他们分享我们的信仰，分享神，分享福音。
He said that we should take the initiative with people when the Spirit prompts us to ask questions and to show genuine interest.
所以我的这个朋友呢曾经说到，当我们遇到非信徒的时候，我们需要有圣灵的感动的时候，就立刻去向对方去以温柔的方式去问一些问题。
But we also need to have a spirit of meekness as we respond to people.
但是当我们与这些人来沟通的时候，我们需要时刻警醒，以温柔敬畏的心与他们相处。
We need to remember that we were once lost and God showed mercy to us.
我们需要真的是常常的需要对他们有真实的兴趣，对他们的灵魂有负担。也常常记得我们曾经也是迷失的羔羊，但是神给我们恩典。
Now Jesus promises in this beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
马太福音五章五节这里说到，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
We've seen that the meek are those who do not assert themselves over others, in order to further their own agenda.
所以温柔的人不是那些自觉得自己比别人优越的人，总是想推进自己的这样的一个行程。
But Jesus promises that nevertheless, they will inherit the earth because they trust God to direct the outcome of events.
所以耶稣这里说到，温柔的人有福了，因为他们相信神会在适当的时候会成全当发生的事情，所以这里说到温柔的人必承受地土。
And Jesus has assured us that we have an inheritance in the kingdom, His kingdom.
耶稣曾经给我们这样的一个确信，在神的国里我们拥有很多的产业。
As he says in Matthew 25 verse 34.
在马太福音二十五章三十四节这里说到。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
But in this beatitude, Jesus seems to be quoting or referencing Psalm 37, verse 11.
在刚刚读的这些经文当中呢，耶稣好像在引用旧约诗篇37:8-11。
So let's read that beginning back in verse 8. So Psalm 37, verses 8 through 11.
所以我们一起来念一念诗篇37:8-11。当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶，因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。还有片石，恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有，但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Now in the Old Testament, the verb for inherit often relates to an entrance into the promised land.
旧约当中这个承受继承这个词常常是与进入应许之地有关系。
That's the historical context for inherit the land in Psalm 37.
所以这是诗篇37篇这里承受地图它的一个历史背景。
It refers to the people of Israel entering the promised land.
这个历史背景就是以色列人要进入应许之地。
But entering the promised land ultimately points toward our inheritance and entrance into the new heaven and the new earth.
但是旧约当中这个承受地土其实是象征着指向着新约当中我们像将来要承受的新天新地。
We read about this near the end of the New Testament in Revelation 21, verses 1, 6, and 7.
所以我们在这里可以看到启示录当中21:1-6:7这里也提到。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
This is the ultimate fulfillment of Jesus' promise of our inheritance.
所以这个就是神耶稣所应许的我们的产业，它一个最终的一个实现。
The new heaven and the new earth where our king will reign in all of his glory.
就是在新天新地当中，三一真神来掌权，他得到所有的荣耀。
So let me suggest three applications.
所以让我给大家建议三个可以应用在你们生活当中的方面。
Go back and read Psalm 37, the whole chapter, to give you that Old Testament context of Jesus' promise in this beatitude.
所以建议大家回去阅读诗篇整个三十七篇。来想一想，当我们今天所讲的这样一个历史的背景。
I think you'll find it interesting, and the metaphor of the people entering the promised land and our entering Jesus' promised land for us.
也来想，在旧约当中，以色列人进入应许之地，已经生活在现今的我们，将来要进入新天新地，进入永生，是何等的有关联。
Secondly, is to think about the four practical places where you can practice meekness and which one of them perhaps you need to work on.
所以也想一想我们今天所讲的四个方面在生活当中你我可以操练的在哪些方面可以从哪里开始。
Remember those four, the meekness toward God's word.
大家回想一下我们今天讲的哪四个方面第一个是关于我们对于神话语的态度。
Meekness toward a brother or sister who is caught in sin.
我们如何来对待身边常常犯罪的弟兄姐妹。
Meekness toward differences within the church.
我们当如何对待在教会当中遇到的差异、不同意见。
And meekness toward those who are not Christians.
我们如何来对待身边那些还没有信主的人。
And the third application, as often I suggest, is to memorize this beatitude.
所以第三个是我也常常推荐大家的，要去背诵，将这个天国八福给记起来。
It's short and pretty easy to do.
这个天国八福非常的简短，很容易背。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious God, help us to open our hearts completely to you.
宝贵的主，求你自己来帮助我们，赐给我们真的是谦卑受教的心。
So that you can build into us the humility of spiritual poverty.
所以你能够在我们身上能够建造这样一个温柔谦卑的品格。
The brokenness of mourning over our sin.
我们能够有这样真实的破碎的为罪悔改的心。
And the meekness of Christ as we yield everything to you, surrendering our rights to you.
我们能够效法耶稣的柔和谦卑，我们能够将自己所要的权利能够放下，愿意来降服于你。
Help us to receive your word with meekness.
帮助我们有谦卑受教的心来领受你所栽种的道。
To restore a brother or sister in a spirit of weakness.
也帮助我们来帮助身边的弟兄姐妹能够恢复再次被建造在你里面得更多的建造
Help us to be humble and meek bearing with one another in love
帮助我们我们彼此能够承担彼此的重担用爱心彼此联络
And help us to respond to those who don't know you yet with a spirit of meekness
也帮助我们真的是有谦卑的心当我们去面对那些非信徒的时候
For your honor and glory
为了你的荣耀
In Jesus' name, Amen
奉耶稣的名祷告 Amen